That's something I wanted to ask you about. They call this place Bubblegum Hill. I wanted you to tell me how it got its name.
Well, my baby son, he chewed bubblegum all the time, and that's what they called it.
Bubblegum. They did, and Boyd did, too. You know, she had two front teeth missing, and she had that water bubblegum on one side or the other just to chew it away.
So they called it Bubblegum Hill up here.
They was a rolling store, they would call it. We called it a pedal truck. That the man at Way Twin here in Rushville owned the store, and he had this truck that they'd load up at. It was boxed in truck. It's a panel truck, I guess you'd call it, with shelves in it. And they'd come by here, and people would get their stuff from them.
Did you ever buy something from her, or was it a, like,
oh, yeah.
Did you get candy whenever you came, or was that a special treat?
Yep. We had eggs that we swapped to that. But I got to tell you this one about Mickey. You remember Mickey, don't
yeah.
you? Okay. Mickey, they all three had their money.
Who, Mickey's your youngest son?
Mickey's, oh, the...
Is, no, Gerald's
the youngest one.
Okay.
And Gerald is the middle one. And Gerald, he somehow or another, he swallowed his money, and he said, I've got to get that out of me before Troy Thorne comes on. I tell you, I laughed like hunting. And he went to the bathroom till he got that dime out.
Did he spend it?
He spent it. Ah! In the worst, you know. And he got him some bubble gum.
I didn't know Bubble Gum Hill was that bad.
Oh, Lord.
Well, let's go.
Honey, you wouldn't go with anything to get a little money.
Well, people used to would get more eggs than they could use. They would save up their eggs, and this guy on the truck would take the eggs and in exchange for, like, baking soda or snuff or matches, whatever people needed, he'd take eggs instead of money.
Is that what y'all did? Bartered instead of cash?
Mm-hmm.
You traded?
That's what you call
so
it.
So did y'all have a lot of cash on hand, or did y'all barter for just about everything? Well, you didn't need to buy much. You had your food.
We had most of our food.
You made your clothes.
We went hungry.
And you traded off eggs for bartering stuff off the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and chickens, if you had extra chickens.
A lot simpler than a credit card, isn't it?
Yeah. It was good days to us then. We didn't go hungry. We could, you know, we always had, sometimes we'd eat molasses and
cornbread for breakfast.
Yeah, I have a many a time.
Did you carry your lunch to school? Or did you come home for lunch?
No, we carried some biscuits, some molasses, or eggs, or something.
And that's what you had for lunch at school?
Uh-huh.
So there wasn't school lunches or anything like that?
No, goodness, no.
That is scared what was left from breakfast.
Yeah.
What was left from breakfast?
Yeah. Mama would, she'd cook enough for us to have at least two biscuits apiece. They bought flour, like we buy it, you know, in the little place, but things like that. They bought a big old sack of flour.
25 pounds.
Yeah. And we had meal to make cornbread. They had to carry it up to Red Bay, wasn't it, to the grist mill.
I don't know around here.
It was at a mill over there. And honey, they toted that. They toted that
walked
sack.
And carried it.
A 25-pound bag of flour they to Red Bay. That's, what, about 8 miles?
Seven
miles to Red Bay. And they'd carry it back. So you'd raise your own corn. And they grind it in Red Bay, and then you'd have it to use. So you were self-sufficient. You made just about everything you needed.
Yeah.
When did you meet your husband? You know what year it was?
I know.
Oh, watch out. You're tied to it.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
The Bible. My Bible.
Right here.
It's right here.
Mm-hmm. Look in there and see.
Okay. August 21st, 1943, the Bible says this certifies that Johnny Ben Collum and Ethel Lee Pentagraph were wedded in holy matrimony on the 21st day of August in the year of our Lord, 1943, in Russellville, Alabama. You went to Russellville to get married? By Edgar Underwood.
Bus.
And it was witnessed by Willie Haygood and Mavis Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how long did y'all date or court each other before you got married?
I don't know. It was right at a year, I guess.
Were you engaged or did you just decide to get married?
No, we didn't have nothing to buy a ring with.
So you just went off and got married?
We just took it for granted that we would marry.
Yeah. And you went to Russell, but did he propose to you?
Oh, yes.
Was it romantic?
Well, I guess it could be counted that, yeah.
What was it like?
Well, he just told me he loved me and he wanted us to live together happy. I don't know, just a lot of things, you know.
Like when you're young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then tell me about your wedding and your wedding day.
We went to a Justice of the Peace. What is
Justice of Peace?
Peace. And we come back down to Mama's and I got my clothes. We rode the bus back down here. And
was riding the bus a big deal? Was
well,
it important?
To us then, I guess it was. This cost, how much was it? 10 cents or 15? I forgot.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. It was 35.
Well, it might have been.
I wouldn't say.
Well, I don't remember that either.
There wasn't much, but people didn't have much.
And they wouldn't have let us roll on the creek.
Where did y'all live when you got back, when you got married?
We lived with her and her daddy for a while. And then we moved an old shack down here over on 247. And we went several places.
Well, you just little old shacks like the rest of us do.
Did you work?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, all the work you did at home.
I worked in the fields. Yes, I worked in the fields. I'd like to cook poor little Mickey. He wasn't 6 weeks old when I had to go to the field. And
how long were you married when you had started having children? It wasn't like today when you wait a long time, was it? Like today, mm-hmm. People get married and they wait 7, 8, 9 years before they ever have a kid. Back then, you didn't wait that long, did you?
Yes, we did, too.
How long were you married?
Well, I couldn't tell you. Cars in there. Cars was in there. I didn't have to marry.
Well, I'm not asking you that.
I don't care if you
I just know
it.
Like Lisa and Jason are trying to get a baby, have a baby right now. And I know they've been married 3 or 4 years, and Lena and Carl don't plan on having any for a long time. And I know back then, like when my mom got married, there wasn't any question about they were married to start having kids.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
that
see.
Part of marriage.
Who's your oldest, Johnny? No, what's
Carl?
Johnny's your husband. Mm-hmm. Carl was born in 1944. He's almost got the same birthday as me.
You and him is not too far, I guess.
No, he's the 19th, and I'm the 23rd. We do have a lot of October birthdays, don't we? And then Carl Wayne Collum, he's the oldest, 10/19/44. And Mac Gerald Collum, he goes by Gerald, and he's 11/2/46. And that's almost Freddie's birthday. And Johnny Mike Collum is 3/30/50. So they were 2 years apart, and then 4 years apart with the rest of them.
That was all when I had Mickey. That was it.
You knew you won't ever have another one?
I knew I wouldn't ever have another
one. All boys. Didn't you ever want a girl?
Well, I did for a while, and then I decided I'd just not do it.
Well, when y'all first got married, where did he work? Did he work in the fields, too?
He worked many places. He worked at Florence and
worked at sawmills. He just went from one place to another.
Yeah, he did.
And didn't you keep farming some with your mother and dad while he was on his circuit?
Yeah.
You worked with your mom and dad still at home? And just doing what you did before?
In the fields.
We worked in the fields.
What was it like having three kids growing up? Was it hard to raise them? Were times hard?
Well, not really, no.
No?
No, they wasn't. Well, I love my boys. They come first for me.
Well, they still do. I know that for a fact. That ain't changed.
They still.
That's not past tense. That's the same way now. I can tell you that right now.
She raised him, you might say, by herself.
Was he not around?
Mickey was just 5 when Johnny died, and ain't never been nobody done a better job than Ethel had.
How long were you married when your husband passed away?
Well, You just have to.
I'll look it up and see.
Yeah. He was kindly around there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he never was satisfied.
You couldn't satisfy him. He went to Cleveland, Ohio, and he went to Illinois. And we had it good up there in Illinois then.
When did y'all move to Illinois for work?
Yeah.
Looking for work?
He made good money.
Up there?
Yeah.
What was it like? How different was it up there from down here?
Well, the talk's only difference.
Nothing else is different.
The talk is, you learned it just right off.
Yeah.
And I've got a boy still up there, Carl's still up there.
Where does he live now?
He lives in Zion.
Oh, he's still there in Zion, Illinois. I didn't know that. Of course, I don't know. I don't think much about it.
Nicky's only one didn't get a college education, and when he met Myra Bell, he got married, and you know, him and her, and he went going to school, but Carl sure did.
What was it like? You know, now divorce is so common and single mothers are so common. What was it like back then trying to raise three boys on your own? How did you manage?
Well, I'll tell you how I managed. The Lord took care of me. I done what I could and he done the rest of it.
You worked hard?
Yes, I did work hard. I pulled corn when my hands would bleed all over. You couldn't keep up. And bunch of gloves up all the time.
Yeah. Were the boys old enough to help you? When they got old enough, did they help you make a living and work out the house and stuff?
Well, yeah. But when I was working, they'd clean the house. But after I had to go on disability, I've done it on myself. When I was up north, see, I didn't draw none. They drawed off of their daddy.
Social Security.
Yeah. But when I went up north and went to work, I didn't draw nothing then. But when I come home, I wondered what we was going to do. And they had some back pay for me, you know. And I got $2,000
Did you build a house with it?
Nicky was still in school, you see, at that time.
Uh-huh.
So it come with his check, and they explained it to me. So that helped get him through school, and I got him a car. I got him a car. It's like I helped him a little more than I did the other two.
Is he your favorite?
Well,
do you have favorites?
He's the baby.
He's the baby. He'll be here in a little while.
Is this okay? When did you build this house?
Lord, I couldn't even tell you.
Was Mickey already out of school? Or did you raise
them? They was all three out of school.
So it was later on?
No, they wasn't. They was all three in school when I had this house built. For Doc Weatherford told me, he said, looks to me like you need a place for you and them boys. The old house that was down here was tore all to pieces.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't buy nothing. He said, yes, you can too. And he wanted me to come over to his office, and we talked, and he told me, he said, Ethel, he said, you'll draw some, you and them boys, and said, you can draw enough to make up on a monthly basis, and they said, they'll whatever that you think that you can take, and have plenty of money for you and the boys. Well, I studied, and I didn't know nobody to talk to, and I didn't talk to nobody. And he told me, he said, you go down there tomorrow and talk to Flippo.
That's the banker.
Yeah, yeah. What was Flippo's home name? Do you know?
Huh?
Junior Flippo.
Junior Flippo?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you went and talked to him on what happened?
I went and talked to him, and the old doc was down there with him. He was old. I don't know what you'd call him at the bank.
He
owned it, is my opinion.
Yeah, he was president of the bank or something. Anyway,
yeah.
He was one of the highest ones in the bank.
And he told me to get an estimation of what the house would cost. And I did.
You had this built. It wasn't already here. You had it built from the ground up.
No, it wasn't. Erlen can tell you, your chickens would go in there and roost with us, wouldn't they, Erlen?
They got the little house down there.
Mm-hmm. So
I got this house built and I never missed a payment.
Never once.
And you had this built between the time when Johnny died and y'all went north, am I right?
Yeah.
You had this house built before the boys finished school.
Yeah. So you went, you were here.
Mickey was little. I guess it was Mickey's first year, for they wouldn't let, he was going, and Bill Green called. She talked to me and said, don't take him out of school. She said he might not never like to go no more. They went, school started 1 week. I guess it hadn't went over a week, but Mickey had went, and they knew he was too young to go. And they let him go to school, because it was his daddy, and it was a blessing. He didn't have to, he could keep his mind off of that. School teachers, everybody was good to us. Everybody seemed to think a lot of us and care for us, and of course, which we needed it some, but as far as helping me pay on that house, we got that paid. I never missed the first time.
Were you working then, out of the house? Did you used to work for Lance?
Yeah.